The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Rabbi Daniel Lapin returns with more of how the world really works on the Blaze Radio Network, on demand.
There are lots of instances where the culture, the media, the news, the politicians jump in. I'm not talking about Al Sharpton even. I'm talking about even respectable, some semi-respectable politicians. And they jump in right away. Oh, they know the cause. They know the motivation every single time. And this goes back, by the way, years and years, all the way back to, you might remember, October the 6th, 1998. A young man who was a homosexual, Matthew Shepard, was beaten to death outside a bar in Laramie, Wyoming. And for the longest time, in fact, even now, there are many homosexual activists who insist that this was a murder because of his sexual orientation. Well, you should know this has been utterly disproved, and even the law enforcement authorities now know that this was a drug deal gone bad. But either way, you know, just remember you heard it from me, because by and large, everybody out there takes it as an absolute given that Matthew Shepard was a saint who died on the altar of homosexual rights. It's simply not true. But bottom line is, within hours, everybody was talking about the motivation behind his beating and death. Oh, yeah, it was because of people who hated homosexuals. That's what it was, right? It's not true, but that's what people said. They immediately knew the motivation, even though they were wrong. But they knew it. June the 17th, 2015, Dylan Roof shoots up and murders people at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in downtown Charleston in South Carolina. And what happened? Immediately, it's racist. And this immediately turned into a big row about the Confederate battle flag. And look, it may be it wasn't. The trial hasn't been held yet. There certainly are indications that it was racist, but there were also other things. It's a single, a lonely, isolated white male. Okay, well, that's kind of the profile of the overwhelming majority of mass killings. If you go back to Columbine in Colorado, again, lonely, disaffected, alienated young white males. So maybe that's also a factor. Maybe it wasn't racism in Charleston, South Carolina. Maybe it was. My point is, there's enough grounds to at least investigate and say, you know what, we don't know yet. Oh, no. Immediately, without hesitation, everybody, oh, yeah, this is a racially motivated shooting. We knew that. Now what I want to do is take a look at, just one or two murders where to the present day the authorities and the media are still saying, oh, we're struggling to find the motivation. Okay, we're still trying to find the motivation, having trouble with it. examples. Well, how's about, you might remember October 2002. During a period of 3 weeks in that month, October 2002, a guy called John Allen Malvo, John Allen Muhammad, pardon me, and his accomplice Lee Boyd Malvo murdered people. They became known as the Beltway Snipers or the Washington D.C. Snipers, and they killed a lot of people over a period of 3 weeks. And when they were finally captured, there was a lot of their talk. They had writings about jihad, and this is for Allah, and they had statements that, and of course, they were both Muslims, and by the way, to the present day, nobody knows the motivation, right? Impossible. They're absolutely unknown. You might remember in July, the summer of 2005, July the 7th, 2005, four upper-class Muslim professionals killed people on the London subway. It was a scary, bad summer in London. Motivation? Unknown. We have no idea why they did it. How's about June of 2007, that was June the 30th of 2007, some Muslims shot up Glasgow airport, killing people. Why? Oh, no idea. No idea. They had Qurans with them. They had jihad literature. No, we haven't the faintest idea why they did it. Totally unknown. November the 26th, 2008, between 150 and 200 people murdered in Bombay by Pakistani Muslims. Why they did it? Who knows? I mean, they screamed jihad mottos when they went into the Jewish synagogue in Bombay, tortured, mutilated, and murdered the rabbi and his wife and their family and some of the other worshippers there, screaming Muslim chants and Muslim threat. No, we just don't know what motivated those people. June the 1st, 2009. You remember the Little Rock Recruiting Center, right? Abdul Hakim Muhammad, Little Rock Recruiting Center, again, jihad screams. And but why would he have done it? Hard to know. November the 5th, 2009, the notorious Fort Hood massacre, 13 servicemen. Major Nidal Hassan made no secret of his Islamic commitment. Nonetheless, this was ruled by the Obama administration an act of workplace violence with motivation unknown. March the 2nd, 2011, Frankfurt Airport in Germany, Muslim attackers, kills. No, we have no idea what made them do it. April the 15th, 2013, the date will be remembered, the Boston Marathon bombings, right? Two young Muslim guys and their Muslim friends, and again, no secret of their radical Islamic tendencies. The official motive, nobody knows what made them do it. I mean, what was it? What were they trying to become? Who knows, right? Impossible to tell. May the 22nd, 2013. I'll stop this in a minute. I mean, I'm just trying to let you see that in all these cases where Muslims were at the heart of it, nobody knows why they did it. But let anybody do it, and it's possible to attach a racial... Oh, now we know why they did it. If it's anti-Homo... Oh, yeah, now we know why they did it. But when Lee Rigby, a young British soldier, was murdered with two Muslims wielding hatchets and knives in Woolwich in London, May 22nd, 2013, with, by the way, cowardly men standing by and not doing anything. He was murdered. Muslims crying out jihad mottos. The British have no idea why this happened. Nobody knows. September the 23rd, 2014, Melbourne, Australia. A Muslim attacker attacked some security people over there. Again, literature in his backpack, Quran, every hardcore Muslim jihadist, but the Australian authorities are still investigating for a motive. And that's a year and a half ago. They're still looking to find it. How about North America? Let's go to Canada. How about October the 20th, 2014? You might remember in St. Juan sur Richelieu, a car driven by a Muslim guy went and drove and killed two people. And again, he was doing this to advance Islam. He was pretty direct. However, the Canadian authorities are not absolutely sure what caused it. Parliament Hill in Ottawa, two days later, October 22nd, 2014. Once again, shootings over there. Muslim guy, nobody knows why he did it. October 23rd, 2014, Farouk Abdul Malik, New York subway, went with a hatchet and started attacking policemen, cutting policemen up. Jihad, nobody knows why he did it. Of course, the murders in January 2015 in Paris, 15 people killed there. Nobody knows why they did it. May the 3rd, 2015, remember Garland, Texas? This one had a happy ending. They went there loaded with ammunition, loaded with jihad material and Islamic radical propaganda, intending to kill everybody who was at that Muhammad drawing cartoon event. Why did they do it? I don't know. We're looking for a motive. It's inexplicable. They drove all the way across the country to go there and do it. Why would they have done it? Can't imagine. And then, July the 16th, 2015, Chattanooga, the killings of Marines in Chattanooga. Malik Yusuf Abdulaziz, Again, no secret of his Islamic and radical affiliations, no secret at all. However, as of the date of recording this podcast, the authorities are struggling to identify what on earth could have possibly been the motivation driving this individual. Nobody knows. And so, my friends, this is the evidence. It is incontrovertible. It is unarguable that our culture, shaped by the philosophy of secular fundamentalism, is very, very quick to come down on whites who kill blacks. It's not at all quick to come down on blacks who kill whites or on blacks who kill blacks. But anything that suggests a fundamental and deep-seated, irremediable flaw in the culture of white European Americans, that we're very quick to jump on. But anything that might suggest an inherent cultural flaw in Islam, don't you dare talk of that. That's racism. It's Islamophobia. It's bigotry. And so we're very, very quick to ascribe negative motivations to whites, very quick to ascribe negative motivations to Israel and Israelis, very quick to ascribe negative motivations when harm is done to a homosexual, regardless of what the truth really was. But in case after case, and please don't think I have given you the full list. I mean, I just took the ones mostly in North America or where American citizens were killed or injured. And even there, I didn't take the full list. I just wanted to show you how many there are where Muslims have committed mayhem and the authorities are struggling to find out the motive. What on earth could it be?
Ancient solutions to modern problems. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network.